If you ask me what Advent means to me, my mind goes back almost 30 years, and strangely enough in connections, to Las Vegas. I'd better put that in context. It was Advent 1978, and I happened to be in the United States and travelling with a Franciscan, and we'd stayed at a school in Reno, and were travelling down through Nevada to Las Vegas for a bit of curiosity sightseeing. But we were staying with the Justice Commission of the Archdiocese of Reno at the time, and it was Franciscans and Dominicans combining for that work. So when we got off the Greyhound bus, we were taken for a meal and then immediately to a paraliturgy in a local parish to celebrate Advent. And the focus of that was the question to John the Baptist, who had called for repentance, "John, what then must we do?" So they had a rather burly Franciscan student standing on the sanctuary in the equivalent, I suppose, of the camel hair or whatever he had, and with a staff. So he was reenacting that. And then some actual people from the parish came up and knelt in the sanctuary. They prepared it, but I was rather surprised because they talked about their own life. And the one that struck me was a real estate agent. And she said, "Look, John, my job here in Las Vegas is to sell houses, and some of the prices are unjust, far too much for people to have, and it's the pressure of the industry here. What then must I do?" And so John the Baptist then talked about justice for the poor, consideration for those in need, those kinds of things. And there were various other ones, like people who were working at the casinos, who would say, "I help with the roulette wheel. And these people come and gamble, and many are wasting their money. What then must I do?" I suppose the point of this, for me, after all these years, is it's a great Advent question. We're longing for the coming of Jesus. John preached repentance. And the question then, if Jesus is to come into our lives at Christmas, what then must we do? So I find that still a very challenging question in the work that I do, my work as a priest working in the media. What then must I do? How do I look at films? How do I write about films? How do I communicate? How do I facilitate? How am I a catalyst? All those kinds of things. Well, there's some of my answers at least. So that's a kind of Advent confession that I'm making to you. Speaking of the film connection with Advent, a film that's actually a quarter of a century old, although it only seems the day before yesterday to me, is Peter Weir's film The Year of Living Dangerously. And it's set in Indonesia in 1965. And one of the central characters is a dwarf reporter who works with the main reporter, played by Mel Gibson, in fact. And he is a Christ figure. And he asks exactly the same question as regards the poor of Indonesia. What then must we do faced with the reality of Indonesia? That was 40 years ago for Indonesia. Of course, now it's Darfur, it's Zimbabwe, it's Iraq, it's Afghanistan, so many places. The Advent question, what then must we do?